Welcome to Endurance Noise and Random Musings. It's Monday, November 9th, 2020, 6:30 in the morning, and it's cold in my house. It's cold here in Bakersfield. Alexa, weather.
In Bakersfield, there's a frost warning in effect until Monday, November 9th, 8 a.m. The current weather is 39 degrees Fahrenheit with clear skies and sun.
Alexa, stop. I know many of you would think 39 is pretty warm, but I'm a SoCal guy, and last week it was 90 degrees, so definitely a little bit chilly, waiting for the sun to come up and head out and get my miles in. This past weekend, I went to Vegas, did the happy hippie race. I was signed up for the 12-hour, but went over there and decided to do a half marathon, and as I was driving home at 11 o'clock, it started raining there, and it hadn't rained there in 200 days, supposedly, kind of like Bakersfield. In fact, Vegas and Bakersfield weather are very similar, so it was, you know, fun race. Glad to do another race. It's kind of nice just to get out there and see people. So on to endurance news. And first off, of course, while I was walking around on Saturday, the election was on Tuesday. They finally called the election in the morning when I was putting in my miles. It was at the race. And it was interesting. My wife gave me a call and said that they finally called it for Biden. And it's weird. And I told a few friends out there on the race, and they were pretty happy about the whole thing. Of course, obviously, with so many people voting the other way, it's pretty amazing. Benjamin Blankenship, a runner here, tweeted, a race is determined at the finish line. It's not decidedly arbitrarily by who is leading at the lap to go. Every meter matters. Every vote counts. What was interesting is, Nevada was getting made fun of in all the memes about taking so long to count their vote. As I was driving home at like 11 or something, my wife texted me and said that Nevada was projected for Biden, and I was driving right by the Trump Hotel at the exact same moment. So pretty interesting stuff. Well, to me, it was kind of ironic. So speaking of more races and stuff, we've got the Valencia half marathons coming up, and we're going to have plenty of guys there. Jacob Kiplimo, who just won the world championships. G'day, who broke the 5K, or was it the 10K? The 5K record, Emily Sisson. The 1500 meter winner, Dababa, world record holder, is doing her debut. I think Jordan Hasse is going to be there, which will be good to see her. In fact, yesterday I just finished up watching the Prep Caltrack HD Runners 2019 season, again with Newberry Park and Great Oak. Really good docuseries. I think there's 6 or 7 episodes, and last night was the final episode, so I highly recommend checking that out. It was pretty cool. And of course, Jordan Hasse was one of the greatest female cross-country runners, especially here in California. It was interesting. She was in Division 5, which is the small school, so at state, she really didn't have any competition. And what was even weirder is, even though she was in San Luis Obispo on the coast, she ran in the central section here in Bakersfield. So I got to watch her the entire 4 years of her career. So it was kind of really nice to see. Some good news here on, like I said, I ran a race this weekend. Let's Run says, the show must go on. Great news. The world's oldest continuous road race will be run for the 125th straight year this year. And that's the Buffalo YMCA Turkey Trot 8K will be held. Course, with COVID, they're restricting how many people are going to be in the race, so they only 125 people in honor of it. But that's pretty nice that they're going to have 125 years. That's the longest race. Wow, so that was it's kind of hard to do math, almost 1895. Whew. A long time. So that was kind of nice. An article that I'm going to probably be talking about in the future: many endurance athletes and coaches are interested in potential powers of CBD oil. Is it all smoke, or is there actual fire? I haven't used the CBD oil, but I've heard pretty good things about it. A lot of people I know are kind of being sponsored or ambassadors for like Prevail. I have been taking the CBD gummy bears, supposedly THC-free, from Amazon, and they definitely seem to help with my sleep. Though now with my congestive failure medications and stuff, I'm sleeping way better. I'm getting scores in the 80s according to my Fitbit, which is pretty, pretty happy to hear. Then, of course, some news that's just kind of, I think they're using COVID almost to do this. Schools left and right, Division I schools are dropping track and field, and sometimes even cross country, and of course, men's especially. Of course, then they can balance out their Title IX. And Now Clemson has made the, it says Clemson Athletics tweets this. Clemson has made the difficult decision to discontinue men's track and field and cross country program at the conclusion of 2021 athletic year. The difficult decision. You know, they don't barely spend any money on the sports. And it says Clemson's $55 million football facility has a putt-putt course, bowling lanes, and a barber shop. That's somebody responded to Clemson. And, you know, there is a big woo-ha about the Minnesota Gophers getting rid of their men's track. And they've had a couple Olympians in the past few years. And it was interesting that people were basically pointing out that, you know, track and field is probably the most diverse team you have on campus after the money sports of like football and basketball. And so it's kind of ironic to be taking away those sports and then keeping other sports, and then big, huge mess. So pretty much everyone's coming out and saying against this Clemson thing. And like Chris Chavez from Sports Illustrated says, the annual $2 million plus in savings will be reinvested into other athletic department issues, including our remaining Olympic sports, and will help to provide additional financial stability moving forward. $2 million, you know, I mean, how much did they spend on the football facility? $55 million. How much are they probably paying their coach and on the backs of free labor? Because the kids, okay, yeah, they get a scholarship, but yeah. And Jonathan Gault, of course, from Let's Run says, oh dear, just hours after William & Mary's track team is saved, Clemson's cutting men's track and cross country. The men's program has produced 13 individual NCAA champs, including 2004 Olympic 200-meter champ Sean Crawford. And yeah, William & Mary decided to dump their men's track and cross country, and there was a lot of pressure on them, and the women actually said, the men aren't here, we aren't going to compete. So, you know, it does work. Pressure does work. So that's just very sad. Some good news. They've set up something of the coming spring. What's on the schedule? It says March 2021 could be busy. You're going to have Alberto Salazar's appeal, of course. March 12th, 13th, you have NCAA indoors. March 15th, you have NCAA cross country. And then March 19th to 21st, you have world indoors. Now, of course, I'm not sure how in the world you're going to have the NCAA indoors with COVID, or world indoors for that matter. But also, it's weird that they're having the indoor track and field right next to the cross-country championships. Very, very strange. So, like, yeah, it says Jonathan Gault going on with the Clemson thing, says there's still several cross-country track programs across the NCAA that have been cut, likely permanently, in recent months. But to see the reversals of Brown and William & Mary and partial reversal at Minnesota after public outcry and activism has been so encouraging. So, like I said, the William & Mary's team, 26 members of the team said they would refuse to compete for the school until the men's team was reinstated. 2 weeks later, it was remarkable. So really, congratulations. Big shout-out to those ladies there. And again, like I said, another guy responding to Clemson, two boys sports for participation for boys is football and track and field. You cut one of them, I shouldn't expect anything less from a school that has 3% minority population. going up. I'm just scrolling up here. It's kind of weird how Twitter, you have to, it puts your what you did. I wish you could reorganize it. Rich Gonzalez, Prep Cal Track, of course, tweeted the other day. It says, wow, high school basketball players in Connecticut required to wear a mask. Governor Lamont announces basketball, hockey players must wear a mask while playing high-risk sports, including football, cannot play games for the rest of 2020. I know I've seen some cross-country meets, actually, where the kids were wearing a mask the entire race. And I guess it's possible. I know I couldn't do it. Then it was kind of good news this weekend because there's so few races and stuff. There have been a lot of time trials, you know, obviously on the world stage. We had the hour time trials. We've had some, you know, other, you know, the 10K and the 5K world records, men's 10K, women's 5K. And this past weekend, there was a time trial race. It says, especially arranged micro race in California today, Tierney Wolfram, 17, broke Kathy O'Brien's USA under 19 marathon record, clocking 2:31:49. O'Brien's record was 2:34, had stood since 1984. Wow, that was when I was in college. Just three runners ran the race, and so she just did that. And of course, like last weekend, you had Galen Rupp ran and broke the American record in the 10 mile. and they ran a half marathon. Vice President-elect Harris, she got the news, kind of like how I got the news. She was out running, kind of an adorable video of her out there running. And I like how she still used wired headphones, and she's talking to the President-elect Biden, saying, "You're going to be the next president. We did it." And so it's kind of interesting. I hear that somebody else, one of the people in the staff in Biden campaign, was also out running when she heard that it happened too. So, yeah, it says here, a little nugget on today, how Joe Biden's campaign manager, Jen O'Malley Dillon, heard the news, thanks to one of the news agencies. She had been on a run, and her mother called to tell her about CNN's call for Biden. So, I'd like to see that. I don't think many of the Trump people were out running when he won and or ever. And some more interesting news, bring back the mile. It was like they have on this day, or saluting to, I guess it was his birthday recently. In 1969, Jim Ryan won the only NCAA title, outdoor title, the mile. And 1 week later, the legend broke his mile world record at the AAU Championships in Bakersfield, California, clocking 3:51.1. And he ran it on a dirt track. In fact, you can go on YouTube and see that epic race. Pretty amazing to see that. Sorry, I got doing that singing. Speaking of other races, I've got back-to-back races this coming weekend. Judgment Day Half Marathon is happening in Bakersfield. I'm going to have some COVID restrictions. The race used to be a point-to-point from Lake Ming to Sam Lynn Ballpark. Now we're going to start and finish at Sam Lynn. Limited field, have to go through COVID questions and temperature check. I'm going to be the sweeper, so I'm going to keep a 16-minute pace, get everybody into the finish line. And really excited to be running that this Sunday. It's kind of a pretty neat event. So, then some other great news. This past weekend, CJ Albertson, who ran in Olympic trials, really did well. I think he was like in 10th place in the Olympic trials. I can't remember exactly. But he went and did a time trial this past weekend at his old high school, Buchanan, which has a multi-million dollar track. In fact, the track was the same caliber when it was put in as the one they have at the Beijing Olympics. And he went there and beat the 5K track world record, 125 miles on the track, 2 hours, 42 minutes, 30 seconds, 5:30-something pace, 5:13 pace. And yeah, that's what it was. Gosh, I forgot. He was 7th at the Olympic Marathon Trials. Really good. He came down here in Bakersfield and won our race. In fact, I think he won the Fresno Marathon the week before, and then he came and won the Bakersfield. He is the cross-country track coach up at Clovis Community College, and his wife is also a really good runner. And, of course, Buchanan hosts the state track meets and is the host of the California State Cross Country Meets at Woodward Park. Great school, great organization. I often tell my wife, if I had it all over to do again, I would have moved up to Clovis and sent my kids to any of the Clovis schools. They do really great job there. They have their school completely integrated from kindergarten to 12th grade. Here in Bakersfield, like when I was coaching at Bakersfield High, we had like 30 or 40 different feeder schools for junior highs. You know, it's just all these different school districts and hodgepodge, and the facilities that, you know, academic and athletic at Buchanan are top notch. I mean, you like feel like you're at a major university, but it's a public school. But the community, that area, they decided to tax themselves so they could, you know, have good schools. You know, they didn't wimp out on that stuff. In fact, CJ, back in the day when he was running for Buchanan, he still holds the junior class state record on the course, where he ran 14:51 at the 2010 meet. Remember, I was there. So congratulations to him on getting a world record. And so, yeah, that was pretty exciting to see. And then, of course, some other news on Rich Gonzalez is that Arcadia High School track facility is getting overhaul, and it's almost complete. They already had an amazing track, better than Buchanan's, or, well, probably now better than Buchanan's. I mean, and that's where they have the Arcadia Track and Field Invitational, and it's an amazing meet if you ever can come out and see it, a high school meet. When I didn't really know much about it, but when I started coaching in Bakersfield High in 2006, that's all the kids talked about. Want to get to Arcadia, and it's so hard. It's almost like a national meet. They'll have like 15, 16 boys under 9 minutes in the 3200. Great sprint races, mile races, relays, all that kind of stuff. So I highly recommend showing up and doing that and seeing it. So as Andy Carr said, our sport is alive and well and making the most of what is possible. Over the last 2 weekends, we've had these USA track and field records broken. Men's 10-mile by Galen Rupp. Women's 15K 10-mile an hour by Molly Huddle. Women's junior marathon by Tierney Wolfgram. And men's 50K by CJ Albertson. So pretty awesome stuff. It's great to see. And it's also great just to have something to cheer and root for. And hopefully things will become even better in the future. I know I'm looking forward to 2021 and hopefully going to be doing more and more races if possible. And of course covering them and stuff. So as always, stay healthy, be boring, not epic.